This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started it back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at NPR.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
My name's Courtney Marie Andrews. This is Matt Davidson. We're so happy to be playing for you. I hope you're all staying safe and enjoying your day. Playing a bunch of songs off my new record, which I'm very grateful that Matt played on. and this is a song called "It Must Be Someone Else's Fault." G. All right.
Hollywood and Vine, passing through your neighborhood. should start by feed you a line from some old romance book. Ah, it's been years since we talked. Does that rock band of yours still play? Or have you grown apart like we did? How did we ever go our separate ways? Someone else's fault must be someone else's heart or tainted mind. No, why can't I be to blame for the story of this pain? Oh, it must be someone else's fault. Feels like I've gone crazy, like the women in my family usually do. We can't seem to keep our heads on long enough to make it through. Ah, but I'm still sensitive and stubborn, still cry more than a person should. But it's this feeling inside that's changed, like I've gone bad, but the world is good. Must be someone else's heart or tainted mind. No, why can't I be to blame for the story of this pain? Oh, it must be someone else's fault. Must be someone else's fault.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, I forgot that harmony there.
That's okay. It's rock and roll. It's jazz. It's jazz. It feels so good to make music with another human. We've kind of been on lockdown the past few months, so it's really nice to be in a room with some people making music.
Thanks, Paul, for recording.
Yes, thank you so much, Paul, for playing bass on the first song and for recording this for us. This is another single off the new record, Old Flowers. It's called If I Told, and it's a bit of a modern day love song, I guess. It's a full moon, LA, and we're alone for the first time on Venice Beach under palm trees. Tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. What would you say if I believe me, or would you even reply? Mm-hmm. Much to Matt and Paul for helping me out with this today. It's so great to be in a room playing music with humans, and I hope you guys are all staying safe.
I'm sending you a postcard from the United States with words on the back never got a chance to say. When it soars across that pond and reaches your house, may it leave you with closure and a little less doubt. Hope you eased up on the drinking. Hope you laugh, hope you care. Hope your days are even better than the ones that we share. And I hope that you find love settled down somewhere soon. And I hope that this world sees who I see in you. I know you tried to reach me. I know you tried. I know we felt the same. Since the last time I saw you, well, I've seen better days. The person that I used to be seems so far away. And she's not traveling down God's highway in books or melodies. But maybe in these words is where you find me. Me, know you tried. I know we felt the same way, but the timing wasn't right. Ships in the night, ships in the night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we have very important people on our show and then ask them about very unimportant things. Here's U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We are also reliably informed that among your enthusiasms, in addition to macroeconomic policy, is mobile games.
There's some truth in that.
There's some truth in that.
Join us for the NPR podcast that considers all the other things. That's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.